Petsky's Pest Control. Put your bugs on the run. Call 205-470-8161.
Welcome to another episode of Petsky's Pest Control Podcast here in Birmingham, Alabama, with Michael and Travis. We do this podcast as a community service for Birmingham, Hoover, Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, Helena, Alabaster, Pelham, and all other surrounding areas. Hey, so today on the Pesky's Pest Control Podcast, I'd like to focus on termites. Termites are something we do a lot of. We see a lot of termites, small jobs, big jobs. And today I've got my friend Jay Campbell with me. Jay, it was funny because I went over to Jay's house and talked him into letting me do a termite inspection. Got up under there and found the probably the worst, one of the worst termite claim damages I've ever seen. So Jay, tell your story, man.
It was bad. It was bad. Well, I've got a crawl space. I've got a crawl space house and I never go down there. That's the problem. And so, you know, when I was young, I bought the house and everything and I let my termite bond lapse and, you know, didn't have termite, what would you call it? Like a termite bond where
termite protection.
There
termite
you go. Yeah. I didn't have the Centricons and all that kind of good stuff, you know, so young and dumb, just let it go. You started your business and everything. And I was like, hey man, come on out, check it out and everything. And, you know, I had to get under there too with you, kind of crawl around. Yeah, that was fun. You know,
It's always good when a homeowner comes under there with us because I'm like, man, you get to experience this. This is gonna be great.
So got up under there and I'd had some, wasn't it water damage? I think it was water damage.
Yeah, we started noticing a lot of mold
So it was a lot of moisture and everything. And, you know, knowing what I know now, that draws in the termites. And it was bad. It was really bad. When you're doing your tap test or whatever, you could take a screwdriver and just drive it through the side of the, you know, through the side of the, you know, 2x6s or 2x8s or whatever they were.
Yeah.
In the floor joists and everything. So yeah, it was bad. And then we ended up, you know, having to tackle the situation, you know, so it was bad.
Yeah.
But we got it though.
I remember we were sitting there when we found out, you know, you were telling me about the boat you're about to buy and all that kind of stuff. It's like, hey man, you're probably gonna have to hold off on the boat.
Yeah, had a lot of plans and there went that. But
yes.
But it was, you know, it is what it is, and you know, that's what learned a lot. I'll say that, learned a lot. So it's crazy.
Well, so as far as having a termite bond, I mean, do you think you would ever not have a termite bond, termite coverage on another house of yours?
I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, that because if you do have, if you know, correct me if I'm wrong, if you have the termite bond and that happens, the company covers it, I think, maybe.
It depends on the type of coverage you have.
Exactly.
If you have a repair bond, if you have a retreatment only bond.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, word of advice. Get your bond.
Walk me through the process of repairing it. I think it's amazing that you repaired your own house. I mean, you know, you literally took the initiative to tear your floors up. And I mean, just walk me through that.
Well, I had a guy come out. He was actually a buddy of ours. He's actually a friend of mine now. Yep. He's originally your friend. But he's a buddy of mine now.
Greg.
Yeah. Greg Kane. Good guy. He come out and looked at it and everything. And, you know, gave me a quote and everything. And I was like, whew. A little bit steeper than I wanted to go, you know, and you know this obviously, but you know, I work on cars for a living and I talk to my wife and everything. And I was like, you know, do I really want to spend that money or should I just try it myself? You know, if I can rebuild a total in the backyard in the shop at home, surely I can do something with the house and everything. And I got a lot of friends in construction and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, people that I could bounce ideas off of, you know, like I have a concept of how to do it,
but
it's like a, hey, what's the code thing to do here? So that way, whenever that date does come, sell the house. And, you know, am I going down the right path of fixing it and everything?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Was that Josh?
Yeah. Josh, you know, my dad knows a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people with my dad. My dad, he knows a lot. I actually learned a lot that he knows a lot about that type of stuff. And I didn't realize that as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So yeah, got with Dad. He's got a bunch of friends. I talked to my good buddy Josh. I've talked to people at work that know friends, and you know, they got people and all. So it was kind of like a, and YouTube, you know, we were talking about YouTube earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
YouTube, a bunch of stuff. And yeah, just got in there and just did it. Just started small and worked my way into it, and obviously pulled the floors up and everything. And I don't think I sent you pictures, but so the biggest reason I had to jump on it pretty quick was, you know, Benji was being born.
Yeah.
You know, he found out we were pregnant and everything. It's like, well, it's time to get on it now.
Right, right.
But I don't think I ever showed you pictures, but in his room, which you know where it's at.
Yeah.
The termites had ate into the subfloor itself. It was within a foot of the actual main beam of the house. Like the main, I guess I call it beam, but the main structure.
So you're talking structural damage.
Oh, yeah. It could have went about another foot. It would have been really, really, really bad.
Well, and that's why I wanted to bring you on here, because I mean, that house is the worst case I've ever seen. I mean, I don't mean to be mean about it.
No, you're good. No, I get it.
It's like one of those things. And the cool thing about it was, and I was thinking about this, and I was like, you know, I'd really started my company, and it was like, what, 2 years, three? I think it was like after 2 years, we started doing termites. Mm-hmm. And your house was like the fourth or fifth house that mm-hmm. I kind of inspected. You know, did all that training, all that book work, looking at all these pictures, and I'm secretly screaming like, yes.
No, you were excited. I can see it all over your face. I can see it all over your face. You were excited, which, I mean, it was cool, though. You know, it was, it was cool.
The whole time I'm thinking like, hey, oh, man, my gosh.
I got to get pictures. Don't judge me. I was like, hey, you're good. It's all right.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. So I was the fourth or fifth house?
It was somewhere around there. I mean, you know, I was extremely green mm-hmm, in it. And like I said, trying to do everything I could do to learn without actually getting in the field and then getting out there and finding something like that.
Well, that was probably what, once in a lifetime type? Maybe not once in a lifetime, but.
That's a rare find. It's a rare find. It's hard to find a termite, you know, infestation that mm-hmm. completely tears down, you know, almost the front side. I mean, and we're talking the room size, what, it's like 200 and 300 square foot room.
Yeah, I think it's like a 10 by 12.
And it was that whole right there. Wall side to the window. Well, almost
you had
the door.
You had his room, but then it was like his room, but then it was like in the living room as well. So it was literally the whole front side of the house.
Yeah. So
I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
But then to come to find out, there was another water leak too that I saw that brought him in.
Right.
On the front side from the porch. You know what I'm talking about, where the porch came up. So I think that's what brought them in originally. But yeah. Well, what's funny is it was when me and Tara, when she, you know, obviously we're serious in our relationship, so she kind of started staying more at the house and everything. And at that time it was my daughter's room.
Yeah. And yeah.
Jay, what are these bugs here? And I was like, I don't know, baby. I think it's ants. You remember this.
Yes, I do remember that.
And I was like, oh, no, it's all good. Well, then the next year they came back, and I was at work or something, and she looked it up, and that's when I sent you a picture. I was like, hey, what are these? She's like, dude, those are what do you call
them? Swarmers.
Swarmers, yeah. You know? I was like, oh, Lord. And then I think that's when you came out shortly after that, I believe. Yeah. It was in the sheetrock, in the 2x4s and the walls and in the floor joists in the which you got the pictures, everything. It's in the like the big window frame,
the header.
In the header, almost to the roof and everything. It was
Well, that's why I've been so excited to bring you on here, because it's awesome getting your perspective, because like you own a home, you pay for that home, you worked hard for that home, mm-hmm. and to understand, you know, I would never not have a termite bond on my house. Obviously I know a guy, so
yeah,
but it's that important, because that process you went through, if you don't mind, how much were the quotes that you were getting to repair your house?
I've had a couple people come out in the highest. Now I think the highest, now there was some damage in the back as well. And I think all together it was like 50,000.
That's what quotes you were getting?
Yeah, I got a $50,000 quote, and then I had a guy just for the front side was like $30,000, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty expensive.
And right, was the highest, though.
Yeah, I don't want to throw him under the bus. But yeah,
no, that's fine. I'll throw him under the bus.
But now, granted, that was for everything,
right?
You
right.
know, and I right. just I didn't want to swing that. You know, couldn't swing it. You know. I think I've got with me doing the work. This is front and back. I maybe have $8,000 in it.
That's incredible.
So what's that, a fifth of what it would have cost, you know?
Yeah, that's wow.
Yeah, it was maybe $8,000. Now, granted, I had to buy some tools and stuff too in that. So
yeah.
Materials probably like $6,000.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's like I said, man, it's just you went out and you did something that you didn't know how to do at all. And you're just like, hey, I'm gonna go through this and I'm gonna fix this myself, dude. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Like when you told me you were doing it, I was like, I can't wait to see these pictures, videos, all this. So
there was a lot of late nights.
Oh, dude, yes,
there was a lot of late nights.
I know. I can't wait to get on YouTube. Like I said, where we can talk, mm-hmm. show the pictures and all mm-hmm. that. Because really, I think talking about it doesn't do it justice unless you can see it.
Oh yeah. That's what I was thinking about too. I got some more pictures I'll try to send to you too before you put them up there. But it was
so bad. So let's talk about the flying ants. So when they flew out, did you just spray them with something or how did you treat it?
Well, they, I don't know exactly how a termite works and everything, but they were dead for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was like, I'm assuming they mated and they died after they laid their eggs. I'm assuming, not real sure. I'm talking kind of just.
So
kind of guessing here.
No, most of the time they're flying out, their wings are going to break off. You probably saw a ton of wing sheds mm-hmm. all around, like the windowsill mm-hmm. on the floor. I mean, yeah. tons. Yeah. It's amazing how many you see, and then they'll just die.
Yeah,
they won't make it.
I mean, they didn't get far. I guess they kind of just hung. There was so much right there. I guess they just hung out right there. Because it was almost like, you know how like ladybugs hit in the house.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was just like that, but. "Quote unquote flying ants" ends right. up being swarming termites. So
well, and I mean, dude, we get so many phone calls in the summertime when they start swarming, mm-hmm. and it's always, "Hey, I've got an ant problem." There's an ant problem, or "Hey, it's a termite problem." Then it's an ant problem because mm-hmm. they both can fly in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So yeah, always call a professional and you know just get an opinion.
I'm glad I know a guy. Yeah, because I thought they were ants.
Yeah,
I was like, that's kind of odd to have. You know, was it the queen that has wings and everything?
Reproductives, yeah.
Okay. I was like, to see that many in the house, I was like, what? But, and of course, the wife, she Googled. And I was like, oh, well, all right.
Well, and like I said, it's just one of those things where you don't pay attention to it. And then, of course, a lot of people don't get in their crawl space.
Well, that's the biggest thing is who really wants to get in their crawl space
unless they
have to.
No.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was once I got down there with you, you know, saw what was going on, I was like, you know, I need to make it more of an effort to get under there, which I need to do now. Speaking of that, just to get under there and check everything out. Word of advice to people. If you have a crawl space, get in there and just check everything. And if you don't feel comfortable, call somebody to go check it.
Yeah, I agree. Like somebody, you know, you
somebody
trust.
You trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody you trust. It's not going to, you know, try to pull one over on you and everything, you know. I'll never forget that, though. You laughing. I'll never forget that. I got to take pictures.
I know. I'm so excited for my very small YouTube channel. but where was I going with that? Speaking of, like, you know, not knowing what's under your crawl space. I mean, we've gone on jobs before where crawling the crawl space looking at termite damage and all their PEX lines are just leaking. It's mm-hmm. just a water hose under there mm-hmm. and there's a swimming pool and they have no idea. Mm-hmm. So, I would say, you know, just with our termite inspection, we're also looking for mold growth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to let you know mm-hmm. things that you know, can do to fix problems like that. Cause we're not a water restoration company.
Well, no.
But of course, I mean, we have people that we can send that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's very important as doing an inspection, you might as well just do everything, you know, make sure that there's no major leaks you're seeing. I mean, I've seen air ducts, you know, people cooling and heating the crawl space instead of their house because the air duct came off.
Just fell down.
So, yeah, I would agree with you on the crawling the crawl space and
paying attention.
Yeah,
it's worth it. And if you're older, if you're, you know, whatever, not able to, at least get somebody you trust to get up under there and just look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. So
yeah, it's still a lot to do, but it's a work in process, a work in progress. That's for sure. But
yeah, yeah.
Like the room and everything, like everything's done. It's just, you know, honestly kind of straightening up down there now, because it was in such a hurry, just kind of, you know, cleaning up, you know, the debris and stuff like that.
And the amount of damage that they did and the amount you had to replace. I mean, that's a lot of wood, like cutting the wood out. And like I said, we keep, you know, kind of emphasizing on the amount of damage, and it's really the time that it took. I mean, this took like nights and weekends and I mean, a lot of time.
Well, then also the damage that the termites did, that wasn't just a 1 year deal.
That was
years worth of, you know,
because
what I bought the house, I think it was 21.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was early 30s when I saw that.
Yep.
I was like, oh man. Young and dumb.
Well, you live and you learn, man.
That's it.
Jay, I appreciate you coming on the podcast, man. We've been, like I said, through sickness and kids and all that kind of stuff. It's
Glad to get together on it. For sure.
Glad we could talk about your, I think just victory from having your issue to fixing it to all that. And like I said, can't wait to get those pictures out there. So again, thanks.
No, of course, man. Of course. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky's Pest Control podcast here in Birmingham, Alabama with Michael and Travis. If you have any questions about what we've discussed today, please give us a call at 205-470-8161. And as for me, Michael Winicky, I'll be happy to speak with you anytime. And don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and subscribe to us on Apple, Amazon, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Google Pesky's Pest Control. Put your birds on the run. Call 205-470-8161.